Our monthly conversation with Lincoln County School District number 2 this morning, and Superintendent Matt Erickson live in studio. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, Duke. How are you?
I'm sorry I had to get you away from your desk this morning. I know how much you love sitting behind that thing. So,
I like to be out and about.
Yeah.
So right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, what's going on in the school district 2 this month?
Well, to start with today, I'd just like to express appreciation to our bus drivers. It's been a wild weathered month and had some bad roads. We appreciate the snowplow drivers and YDOT and the county as well, but our bus drivers do a remarkable job, and I'd just like to express appreciation to them, and they keep our kids safe. And,
you know, not just the drivers, but everybody at the transportation department figuring out those routes. And there were a couple instances, luckily just minor, where there were a collision here or there because of the slick roads, and I thought everybody from the district office to the drivers to the transportation, I thought it was handled real well.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah. Transportation Department, Ryan Lyman and his staff do an amazing job, so we're lucky to have them. Okay. I'd like to remind parents and listeners out there that when we attend an event at Star Valley High, we'd appreciate it if they would supervise their kids, have them with them at the event instead of running around in the aux gym or into the classrooms and different things. So we've had a little problem with that this winter. Just a friendly reminder that when we attend an event at the high school, we'd sure like you to consider keeping your kids with you, not dropping them off for daycare, so to speak. So
fair enough. Good deal.
I had a meeting with the state construction department last week, and they've revamped the formula, if you will, to figure capacity for our schools. So as of January 21st, I'd just like to share the new capacity figures. So for Cokeville Elementary, they're at 76% capacity in their building. Cokeville High is at 33%. And then when it comes to the Star Valley Elementaries, the state figures Afton and Osmond together, and Etna and Thane. So Afton and Osmond are 106% capacity. So they're still on tap. We'll see how this legislative session pans out, but we're very optimistic that with 106% capacity that we'll be awarded funds to add on to both Osmond and Afton Elementary classrooms. And then Etna and Thane combined elementaries are at 90%. Star Valley Middle School's at 95% capacity. Star Valley High School's at 73%, and Swift Creek is at 39%. So it's just interesting.
Yeah.
If you look at our enrollment numbers as a district, we are up 162 students in the last 3 years. This year, we're up about 60 students from 2019, January of 2019 to January of 2020. So our enrollment continues to inch upward.
So, Superintendent, we've talked about the enrollment specifically at Afton and Osmond quite extensively, and hoping to receive some funds, as you mentioned, this upcoming session to do those add-ons. I know there's been some different plans that have been discussed, and where do things sit now? If the funds are awarded for the expansion, how would that take place?
So currently, what's in the budget heading to the legislative session this year is a little over $7 million for 8 classrooms to be added at Afton Elementary, 2 on each pod, and then 3 classrooms to be added on the east end of Osmond Elementary. And the state projects enrollment out 5 years from date of completion. So they're projecting into 2027 at this time. If we're awarded the money during this legislative session, we're probably 18 months or so from starting on those additions.
Okay. And once those additions are complete, according to the projections, where does that put the schools at capacity with the additions? Do you know what that would be?
Well, Afton would be, obviously, with addition of 8 classrooms, Afton would be in the 85% capacity, something like that. And Osmond would be still hovering in the high 90s.
Okay. So long term, 10, 15 years, are you seeing that more additions are going to be needed? Is this kind of more of a, I know that construction is not going to be happening right away, but is this more of a short-term fix, or is this seen more as a long-term solution?
Depends on who you talk to be okay. To be candid. I'm a little bit frustrated with the state's formula, to be honest with you, just because looking at our historical data, I think that the projections are mighty low for enrollment in 2027. So we're working with Senator Dockstetter and Representative Simpson to see if we can possibly get more attention paid to that and maybe a different solution.
Okay. Sounds like there's room in Cokeville. Can't Smoot just go to Cokeville? I'm sure they're all for it, right? I'm sure they'd love that.
I don't know how popular that'd be with transportation.
Well, we just touted their horn, so they got to give and take a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Superintendent, anything else you wanted to mention today?
With the increased enrollment, obviously we're going to need to add some staff. Currently, we're in need of a part-time nurse. And then we'll be advertising in the next week. We anticipate for several openings that will be starting with the 2020-21 school year in August.
All right.
'Tis the season.
Here we go, huh?
Here we go.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio with our monthly update with Lincoln County School District 2. Anything we missed, Superintendent?
I just express appreciation to our school board for their support and to our parents and staff. We're blessed to be in this school district.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.